temperature, addition to body, and such and such.
Well, do you suppose some special procedure was used to, say, in the case of Lennon, you know, his body is on display?
Yes, they kept it on display through the years. But what they've had to do with his body, if you do an autopsy on that body, you would find that his body would be mummified. Now they will repaint the surfaces, maybe use wax and this, that, and other on his face. But and they're the type of chemicals that they use and all are no different or no better than the type of chemicals that we use in America for preservation. And what they've done, they have injected him so much with embalming fluids, high contents of formaldehyde, and his body would more or less be in a leathery type state today. Now, of course, they rebuild him. They use waxes, cosmetics, and this, that, and that to rebuild his face. You know what I mean. Hands and parts of the business. But his body wouldn't be in the condition today as it would have been the day he died.
Well, how long after a person dies does it take for rigor mortis to set in?
A matter of hours.
Just a matter of hours.
It all depends upon the temperature.
The
condition of the body, if he's young or active person, and died suddenly, rigor mortis may set in more quickly on that body than it would be one who's been sick a lot. There's no certain time, but within 2 or 3 hours, it lasts for several hours. There's no certain time it may last. The body depends upon the temperature and such a thing.
Well, would severe rigor mortis hamper the embalming process?
No, the embalmers as a whole generally gets, you know, the body starts embalming it before the embalmer cells sets in. But if they should get a hold of one, where the rigor mortis set in, it still doesn't affect the distribution of the fluids through your veins, capillaries, and so forth. Rigor mortis is a muscle state, a state of muscles. And that's what happens. There's a sputum acid change in the body after
that. Well, I had always heard these stories when I was in grammar school. Now I've got a chance to ask somebody about it. Would tell me things about, you know, when a dead body is being prepared, you know, being embalmed, all of a sudden it might sit up or an arm go out.
Well, I've heard that. I've heard those things, but I've never really experienced it. Now, there's something that could happen. I mean, in other words, it could be a kind of muscle contractions or such, you know, temperature change.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've had a hand folded here, maybe moved a little bit with a contraction of the muscles. It's not Hanks. it's just the body function that's occurring after that. As I said, do you have after that, the body changes and you have different type of acids that form, which create the rigor mortis, and those type of acids may be some more severe in one area and react on one set of muscles more different than what it does the other. Maybe on one type of person, the body. That's why I say that the modern day embalming and modern day drugs go hand in hand. The embalmer knows the type of drugs he's going to use, and he knows he'd be better acquainted with what type of drugs. There are some drugs you can use today to treat a patient before death. And, if his body is pretty well saturated with that type of drug, the embalming fluid is rough to take effect.
I know I'm cutting into your time.
That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought you said you had something to do it too.
I do. That's okay. Go ahead. I have
okay.
I'd like 15, 20 more minutes.
All right. Well, this is interesting. I've always been interested in that. You probably want, I want to.